Numbers chapter 24. When Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he didn't go, as at the other times, to meet with enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel dwelling according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came on him. He took up his parable, and said, Balaam the son of Beor says, the man whose eye was closed says, he says, who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down, and having his eyes open, how goodly are your tents, Jacob, your tents, Israel. As valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as lime aloes which Yahweh has planted, as cedar trees, beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, his seed shall be in many waters, his king shall be higher than Agag, his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him forth out of Egypt, he has as it were the strength of the wild ox. He shall eat up the nations his adversaries, shall break their bones in pieces, smite them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, as a lioness, who shall rouse him up? Blessed be everyone who blesses you, cursed be everyone who curses you. Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he struck his hand together. And Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and, behold, you have altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now flee you to your place, I thought to promote you to great honour, but, behold, Yahweh has kept you back from honour. Balaam said to Balak, didn't I also tell your messengers who you sent to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I can go beyond the word of Yahweh, to do either good or bad of my own mind. What Yahweh speaks, that will I speak. Now, behold, I go to my people come, and I will advertise you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. He took up his parable, and said, Balaam the son of Beor says, the man whose eye was closed says, he says, who hears the words of God, knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down, and having his eyes open, I see him, but not now, I see him, but not near. There shall come forth a star out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel, shall strike through the corners of Moab, break down all the sons of tumult. Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession, who were his enemies, while Israel does valiantly. Out of Jacob shall one have dominion, shall destroy the remnant from the city. He looked at Amalek, and took up his parable, and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall come to destruction. He looked at the Kenite, and took up his parable, and said, strong is your dwelling place, your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless kine shall be wasted, until Asher shall carry you away captive. He took up his parable, and said, alas, who shall live when God does this? But ships shall come from the coast of Kittim. They shall afflict Asher, and shall afflict Eber. He also shall come to destruction. Balaam rose up, and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way.